Learning Masechtas Yom Daf Samechayim and Aleph. The Gemara is discussing the Machlokes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan when the Mishnah says that if one of the Seirim died after the Hagrola and you have to get another two Seirim make another Hagrola, so connected the dead Seir, you have the live Seir. But as far as the other one, which one are you makriv? Rav says that the Sheni Shebezuk Sheni is Yirim and the Sheni Shebezuk Rishon is Yirim. If you are makriv the original one, and the sheni of the zuk sheni is the one that's yirim. And Rabbi Yochanan says, okay, since he holds balechayim nidochim, so he can't be marked of the original one. The sheni shibzuk rishon is yirim, and the sheni shibzuk sheni is yirim. That's the Gemara. So Gemara had a kasha that according to Rabbi Yochanan that you're being marked of the sheni shibzuk sheni. So then we understand why the sheni shibzuk rishon has to be yirim, and if it wouldn't be a chatasib, it would be yomus. Because even according to the Chachamim, if you mafresh a chatas and got lost, and you mafresh another one, if you niskape with the ena avuda, with the second one, the avuda is mesa. So everyone would agree that by a chatas yachav mesa, and that's why we have a machlokes in the Mishnah, if there's a din chatayis a mesa, it's by a chatas tzibur. But according to Rav, the Gemara asks, you could use the first one, you could also use the second one. It should be like mafresh te chatas la'achrayis, when you mafish two and you could use either one, so then l'kuli alma, there's no din of chatish in iskapu ba'aleh, and you iskapu with one and the other one is yirah. So what's the pshat that it's only not yomus because ain't chatish siva meisim who holds tamus? The even a chatish yachav echagavna, if you could use either one, that's like hefish techatayus nachrayis and iskapu maximum v'shniyat tirah. So the Gemara says the Rav also could be asked that you have to bedafki use the first one, so the second one wasn't originally meant for kapara, it was meant for ovud, and it's not like achrayis, because achrayis you could use either one, this one you have to bedafki use the first one. That's the Gemara. So in the Sugya of Hifishtech Atayus Achrayis, where the Gemara brings the Memer of Abashia, that Hifishtech Atayus Achrayis Miskapris Maxim Vesheni Tirit. So Taisus in other places, it's not here, but Taisus the Rosh and Taisus Shanim, and the Ridvar brings the Taisus, bring the kash of the Riva. That the Riva says, how do we have Hifrish Techatayus Achrayis? What does that mean? The Riva's Nemzana Hanacha, that if you already mafresh a chattas, you can't be mafresh a second chattas. Because you only could have one. You're only allowed to bring one chattas. So how can you mafresh a second chattas? There's no such carbon as a second chattas. So that's what the Riva Nemzon. If you mafresh one, so it's not going to be chal hektish. Just like someone who's not mechuyev v'chatas, if he's mafresh v'chatas, it's not chal, because he can't bring a chatas. So there's no such chatas. If someone goes to a behemoth and says, "Areiz l'chatas," and he's not mechuyev v'chatas, it doesn't work. So who would then, if he is mechuyev v'chatas, and he's mafresh one, if he's mafresh a second one, it's not chal. That's what the Riva Nemzon. Is Elamayi going to be mafresh b'vas achas? So Mela, each one didn't have one that was mafresh before it. But there's a rule, kol she'ena b'zeh ha'zeh, filo v'asachas enay. If a chalais is not chal one after the other, then it's not chal at all, b'vasachas. So they all bring down the teretz of the Ri, and the Ri said, they can't be mafresh tucha tayis on one chayt, but if you makdish but lachrayis, that's a different story. If you mafresh lachrayis, it's a different story. There it works, there's such a thing as being mafresh lachrayis. Now, Taizim Sachem Daf Tzadik Zayinim Abayis is a little bit more, that he says, if you say Beferish that one of them is the Chattas and one is Lachrayis, then it works. But he asks the Kasha, so why is it Yira? If you're only a Mafreshit Lachrayis, you're a Mafreshit to bring. You're a Mafreshit in case the other one gets lost, you'll bring this one. But you're a Mafreshit to bring if the other one doesn't get lost. So why is it Hektish altogether? Once it didn't get lost, so then it wasn't even Niskadish. As a fact, Taizim the Kashim Sachem, that's out of Zion in the base. So Taisa says, "V'nir l'ri the chol ke'agav the gemiri lo deraya." That there's exeris the cost of alach halmeishim isin and it's raya b'chay gavna. But what's the pshat? So he says, "V'shem the briskerov." The Minchas Avram brings it earlier in the Avsamach Beizim the base. He said, "Rebel said it b'shem the briskerov." I saw the Minchas Ariel in Menachas Nafei also says the same thing. That the Ri holds is a new sug hektish called hektish la'achrayis. It's not the pshat; it's like a hektish al tnai. That if this one doesn't work, so then that one works. And if this one does work, so it doesn't. No, it's a new sukh hektish called hektish la'achrayis. A hektish la'achrayis And in Hekdesh Shachrayis, there's a halacha meishim Sinai that it's not mesa, it's not chadash kippur b'leil, because it never really had a real Hekdesh, it only had a Hekdesh Shachrayis. But then again, it doesn't go out l'chul, and it has to be rayim, because it has a Hekdesh Shachrayis, that's a din of Hekdesh Shachrayis. So that's the first mahalach, that the etzim, you can't be makdish another chatas, if you already, you already have a chatas. There's no mokin to makdish another chatas. You can't bring another chatas, you can't be makdish another chatas. And here, when you mafresh two chatas, l'achrayis, as you said, it's l'achrayis, meaning that I don't want to bring two, that says, I'm be makdish a spear chatas. In case I need one, this will be the one. What's the din of a spear chatas? That if you need it, it's a hekdesh gomer, and you can bring it as a carbon. If you don't, then it's a din of raya. Now, Taizim Menachas, I think, saying a different word. Taizim Menachas, the Peyam and Alf, also asks the same kasha. That's the third place in Shas Woods brought. And he says that he said, Tikdish Echad Mehemi Taich Shnayim. I'm not Makdish both of them. I'm Makdish one out of the two. We spoke about this library. You make an undefined chalos. I'm Makdish one of these two kikvasim should be Hekdish. But he says, Tarech Lednakdili Tikshim Ein Breira. He wants to know, what's the din of Ein Breira? How would this work? He says, Sarach Ladaktik. And Lachari means to ask Akasha, that if you only Makdish one and it's undefined, Bishlam, if you hold Yesh Breira, so then you could be Mavar one, which that alone. We spoke about this early in Naftanay. That if you have an undefined place, which you weren't telling anything. So even if you hold Yesh Breira, it could be a problem. But if it's old Ein Breira, he holds it could be a problem. How are you going to make that one's a Chattis and one's not? You said one name's Kaddish, which one? If you hold Ein Breira, how is that going to work? So we spoke about this earlier in the Afnan Hayim Abbeis. We said from Reb Shimon, it brings that fakir, that when you want to be Mavar, the undefined chalais, Mikan al Haba, then you can do it if you hold Ein Breira. You Mekadish Echem Ishtei Achayis, and you want to say now is this one? Assuming it works, if you hold Kedushin Shem Asurin Lumia, so from now on you can Mavar one, even if you hold Ein Breira. So now it's Shtim with Taizim Menachis. So Taizim Menachas doesn't seem to me a new word of Achrayas. He seems to be saying he Makdish one, and he has a problem with Ein Breira. So I'm going to tell it that Ein Breira can still be Mavar, like we said then. Ein Breira means if you say, the one I'm going to pick, that's the one that should be Chuma. You didn't pick it yet, so it doesn't work L'Mafreya. But if you say one of them should be Chuma, and then you say, now it's this one, so you could be Mavarit. So that could be Pshat. The problem is, like Taizim Sachem asks, so why would there be a din reya? If you're only a makdish one, and you mavar one of them, so why is there a din reya? If you learn, like we're saying from the Brisker Rav, that there is a din kedusha l'achrayis, so that's gemira l'ariya. But if you learn you're only a makdish one, but you didn't say which one, so maybe you can use either one, and that's the aside of achrayis, but once you used one, so the other one was never kaddish, only a makdish one. What's the pshan ariya? Taka l'achrayat, pel I serve shach and avi ezri, now the Rambam, the Achrayim Amadayik, the Rambam, that he holds not like the Riva. The Riva's Hanacha is, once you mechuyev a chatas, you can't be makdish another chatas. Because you can't bring another chatas, you can't be makdish another chatas. But the Rambam is mashmanat the way. The Rambam, Hilchos Shkoga, is perigimel achayis, is like this. Hevi shtei chatayis alchein echad. Yaakov Eizman Shirtz, Vashniya Tira Chibu Mamun, Vibu Dama Vinadava. If you bring two Chatayis and one Chait, you should be Makriv anyone, and the other one is Yirub, Tira Chibu Mamun, Vibu Dama Vinadava. He doesn't mention anything about a Christ. In other places he mentions a Christ, but here he doesn't mention anything about a Christ. It's Achreinim, the Nachlis Yeshua, and Simon Aleph, the Mikdash David, Simachav Tes, Navi Ezri, and the Milchas of Ramia. The Medayik, the Rambam does all the way. And the Chayyid, the story is, because if you're not Mechuyi V'chatos, so you can't be Mafri V'chatos. If you're Mechuyi V'chatos, so now I decided I want this Chatos. I was Makdish this Chatos, fine. But now I decided I want this Chatos. Just like if one got lost. You don't say, well, maybe I'll find it, I can't be Mafri V'chatos. No, I can be Mafri V'chatos. The Chazanish asks, the Gemara in Chazanish is in Menachah, Simachav Aleph, Sifkat Nyud. The Gemara in Menachah says in Naf Samach Dalet, if you well, mafresh a chatas, and then you realize you have a better chatas, so you can mafresh the better chatas. Says it by a carbon tzibah, but melchar, who within? Why can't you do it? Why can't you, mechatesi, you can't be makdish another chatas? So he's saying, the Rambam holds yet. The Chazanish wants to say that even Taisus holds yet. It's very interesting. He learns of Taisus that the kasha was that you makdish both chatas in order to bring both, And the teretz of achrayis doesn't mean you said beferish achrayis. The teretz of achrayis means that you decide, you makdish this one, al das, to bring one. Why have two? That's a spear. But the pshat is, you don't have to say it's lachrayis, as long as you don't intend to bring both. So then, I want to bring this one, or I might want to bring this one. So there's such a thing as you mafrish one chatas, and then you want to be mafrish another chatas to bring a second chatas. That wouldn't work, but you can't bring a second chatas. But you want to be mafrish chatas to bring one of the two chatas, that's fine. And then there's a hilchasa that the shniyah zira, because since there's nothing wrong with the hekdesh, then mechatchila, you know, makdish it, and you could have brought this or brought it over that. So there's no din of chatas shekipu balal, there's a din of zira. That's what the Chazish wants to learn in Taisus. But the Biskarav was saying a different word, that Taisus was saying there's a Naya din hektish lachrayis. And Bemsin, you can't stand be makdish another one. Yeah, it has to be nafka hektish lachrayis, and hektish lachrayis has a din yirin. According to Chazanish, there's no bezunder din hektish lachrayis. Any time you makdish a second chatas, al das, to bring it or to bring the other one, whatever it is, al das, that you could bring either one you want, that is called hektish lachrayis, and that's the whole shakla of the Tariq of Taisus. That Taisus is saying, no, there's nothing wrong with being Makdish the second one, as long as you're not planning on bringing both, that is the din of Ektish Lachrayis. And now let's go right to Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah, that if it's Nishmach Adam, Yomasa Mishtalech. But if it's Mesa Mishtalech, and it's Mesa Mishtalech, it's Nishmach Adam. In other words, before the Mishnah had a case, before the Seal Hashem was Shechted, that one of them died, whichever one died, Rabbi Yehuda holds, the other one has to die, Balachayim Nidachin. If it's Mesa Mishtaleach, then you have to kill the Seal Hashem. If it's Mesa Seal Hashem, you have to kill the Seal Mishtaleach, and start over again with two more Seer. Then the Mishnah says a case after the Shkita of the Seer. So who would then there? If it's Mesa Mishtaleach, it's Yishafach Adam. If it's Nishmach Adam, it's Mesa Mishtaleach. So Mara asked the following question. Bishleim and Nishmach Adam, Yomasa Mishtaleach, they can't do the Savi Mitzvah. I understand. When you nishmach l'dam, why the mishleach has to die? Because you didn't do the mitzvah mishleach yet. And now it's nitcha because you don't have a seer l'Hashem. But, el meisim mishleach amay yishafach adam, as avalei mitzvah. If the mishleach died, why do you have to spill out the dam? The mishleach's mitzvah was done already. Because the only thing that's ma'akev in the seer mishleach is agrola, the vidah in the shluch are not ma'akev, according to Behuda. So the Gemara says, no, because you have a pasuk, amad ve'er b'yani, amad kroya, amad chayof ne'er shel mechaper, that you didn't mekayim the mitzvah of the seer mishtaleach unless it's alive at the time of the matan dam of chaverei. So why in the Havamina did the Gemara think that was nishmach adam v'yamasim mishtaleach? Just like if it was mesim mishtaleach, we say it's nisabim mitzvah say, so why do we say benishmach adam also was nisabim the mitzvah of the mishtaleach? Why do we think it wasn't nisabim the mitzvah of the mishtaleach when it was nishmach adam? In the Maskan, it's very good, because the mitzvah mishleach is to be there the entire time while he's doing the Zrikas Adam, till after the Zrikas Adam. But in the Hadmir, we didn't know that, because we thought that Mesa Mishtaleach, it was a Sabbath mitzvah saying, you don't have to be Nishmach Adam, so the mishleach does not have to be there the entire time. So how come Nishmach Adam is Yomasa Mishtaleach? So Rashi says, very bekitzer, Kevin the Tzarech Lavi Dam Acher V'yav Shabulei Hagrola. The reason why it's lo yisav mitzvasa is that since you have to bring more dam, and the dam has to be by the agrola, so mele has to be yomasa mishtaleach. So l'choy and ipshad is, since l'maisa I need another seer mishtaleach, because why do I need another? Even though the seer mishtaleach was a sav mitzvasa, but I'm going to need another one, because I have to get a new seer l'Hashem, and I can't get a new seer l'Hashem without having agrola and getting a new seer mishtaleach. So that makes that this seer mishtaleach is nidcha. So Taizishanim, and the Ritva says, we don't find such a dichli. Okay, you need another seer mishtaleach because after Mekayim, the makshe, the seer of Hashem. But this seer l'azazel was ready to sky in the mitzvah. But I think Pshat and Rashi is like this. Because what's taket pshat, especially in the Gemara's Havamina, what's taket pshat, and what's the din of the seer mishtaleach? What's ma'akev? Right? If we're saying vidui is not ma'akev, if it dies before the vidui, you will yaitza. Shiluach is not ma'akev according to everyone. So what is ma'akev? What is the din? What do you have to be yaitza with the seer mishtaleach? Just having it, just hagrola? Just having a seer mishtaleach with hagrola, that alone is enough to be yaitza? What's the din? What are you doing with it? You're making hagrola, you're saying, this is seer l'Hashem, and what's this? What are we doing with it? What's the din? What's the avoid of the Sim Ishtaleach? So I spoke about this before. I think the Sim Ishtaleach is a pshat that the Seal Hashem has to be one of two Seer. The site of the Sim Ishtaleach is the Sim Ishtaleach members doesn't have an avoid ma'akev. The whole din of the Sim Ishtaleach is that the Seal Hashem has to be one of two Seer, which is done on Yidei Goyro. So if the Sim Ishtaleach dies after the Agrola, but you still have the Seal Hashem, the Gemara thought, good. So you have the Sim Ishtaleach was a Savi Mitzvah. Why do I have to be Nishmach the Dam? The Sim Ishtaleach was a Savi Mitzvah. What is the mitzvah of the Sim Ishtaleach? That the Seal Hashem should be coming from one of two Seer. So that's what happened. Now the Sim Ishtaleach died, it already served its purpose. But if it's Nishmach Adam, so now you need a new Seal Hashem. If you need a new Seal Hashem, so Kumtais, you didn't have a Sim Ishtaleach. Because the Seal Hashem that you're using is the Seal Hashem coming from a different two Seer. And since Balechayim Nidachim, if Balechayim ain't Nidachim, fine. So I could now, afterwards, right, have two Seer Mishlechs, because I had two Seer Hashems, I could use either one of them. But if Balechayim Nidachim, so Kumtais, I don't have a Seer Mishlech now, because the whole point of the Seer Mishlech is the Seer Hashem should be one of two, and it was Nishbech Ladam, I have to get another Seer Mishlech to make another Seer Hashem. That's how I want to learn the Rashi. I think it's Pashim Shat. They say the pshat is like this. The Gemara knew the guy with the Seal Azazel. If you want to be Mekayim the din of Seal Azazel, the Gemara knew stop. The Gemara knew the drasha that the Seal Azazel, in order to have a kiyam din Seal Azazel, has to be around the Achamat and Damash Al Chaveri. But the Gemara thought that's been the gay to Seal Azazel. So if the Seal, so if it was Nishbech Adam, so this Seal HaZazel didn't do its mitzvah. Its mitzvah is to be there al Shas Matan Damim, and the Gemara knew that in the Havimina also. That the Gemara thought that it's not Ma'akev in the Seal Hashem. So I don't have to be Shafach Adam. The Seal Hashem is a perfectly good Seal Hashem, even though there's no Seal HaZazel anymore. That's what the Gemara thought. That's what Taisis means also. Taisis Amar Abiyane Amar Kral Yaman Chayim. At Masa Zaka Glias Chaim, at Shazmat and Damash Chavei, he says, why didn't they bring the Brisa in earlier in Perek Tarif Bakalfi that Rabbi Yehuda said this? Why didn't they bring Amid Rabbi Yanei if Rabbi Yehuda said the same thing? So he said, Rabbi Yehuda is saying it that the Seir Mishlech didn't have a Kiyam. So if it's going to be Mesa Seir Mishlech, you're going to have to get a new Seir Mishlech. But as far as the Seir Hashem is concerned, you have a Kiyam. Rabbi Yanei is being Mechadish even for the Seir Hashem. For the kapara of the Seal Hashem, you need a Seal Mishlech to be there at Shas Matan Damai. That's the Teres of Teres of Shanim the Ritva. So to sum up again, the Gemara's Havmina was that I understand that by Nishbech Adam, the Mishlech has to die. I don't understand why, when it's Nesim Mishlech, you have to be Nishbech Adam. And the Ushainim are asking a Kasha, why do we understand that when it's Nishbech Adam, the Mishlech has to die? Why? If the Gemara thought for the Azazel, all you need is the Agrola, you have the Agrola already, why was Gemara more bothered by Nishbech Adam than by Meis HaMishlech than by Nishbech Adam? So the Shainim say it, Teretz. The Gemara thought for a keen din of the Seal Azazel, it has to be there until the Kapar is finished. That the Gemara knew in the Havamina as well. So therefore, if it's Nishbech Adam, there was no keen din of the Seal Azazel. So Mela, it's Yomus, and you start again. But for the Kiyam Din of the Seal Hashem, I don't need Azazel there, after the Shkita L'chayr. So Mela, the Gemara asks, why are we Nishbech Adam, for the Kiyam Din of the Seal Hashem, I don't need Azazel. Elamai, we have to get a new Azazel, so good. So just get a new Azazel, why be Nishbech Adam? The Gemara's Tevet says, no, even for the Kiyam Din of the Seal Hashem, the Azazel has to be there until after the Kapar. And since it's a din of nichoy, you have to be nishbech adam and start again. But Rashi learns, the way I'm learning, that by nishbech adam, the site of the dichoy, by nishbech adam, the site of the dichoy is that the seal, in order to have a seal azazel, it has to be that the seal Hashem is coming as one or two. And if I don't have the seal Hashem now because it's nishbech adam, I need a new seal Hashem, so male seal azazel lost its din. That's how Rashi learns the din of the dichoy. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara brings the mission of Tanhassam about the Bnei Yir that sent the Shkolim and it was lost and then they sent other Shkolim and then they found it. Eilu ve'eilu Shkolim. So the mission says, Eino Eilu Lem L'Shana Abba. And the Yudol is Eilu Lem L'Shana Abba. And the Gemara says, "My time under Rabbi Yehuda." Rabbi Yehuda holds, "Kasav Amar Rava, Kasav Rabbi Yehuda, Chayvish Hashana Zu, Kravish Hashana Abba." Now you can have the Shkalim from this year being carried for next year. The Chayvish Hashana Zu, Kravish Hashana Abba. The Bayan Akasha from the Parvisor Hashem Mikipurim that it says that you of the Vifrit Shechayim Tachteim. And you found it, so Kol Nimus Rebbe Yehuda says, if Shimon and Blood says Yiru, that's the Machlokes, if there's a din Chatas and Mesis by Chatas Tzibur or not. But the problem is, why don't you just bring it for the next year? Why don't they crave this Hashanah Abba? So the Pashup Shat, what's the Shaklev Tari of the Gemara? What's a Tut Stadim if Chayvish Hashanah Zu crave this Hashanah Abba? The Shaila is it considered the same carbon? Well, this year's carbon and next year's carbon is two different carbonas. If it's considered the same carbon, so even though you're mafir shkolim for this year, but next year shkolim, what's his din of the same carbon? So it's not that Pshana gets kedusha of this year shkolim and merely can't use them for next year. There's no difference in the etzim kedusha between this year and next year. Or do you say no? That this year shkolim is this year shkolim, has a different kedusha than next year shkolim. Same thing with the parvisor shem kippurim. Is the parvisor shem kippurim for this year, but you say different than next year? Or is the Parvisar the same carbon? Samel Kuzah for next year. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Now, Taisus, Yishanim Taisus Rosh say that the Shmuz of Seir Shem Kippurim, where we're saying that you can use it for next year, or they can use it for next year, that was the Shmuz Shailam. The Gemara explains why you can use it for next year, is also after that grow. The Seir is also after that grow. Why? Because before that grow, the Gemara says you can use it for the Seir Nasa B'chutz. The Gemara said that before. So if you could use it for the Seir Nasa B'chutz, so who would then, you could use it for the other Seir HaMayidim. The Gemara says in the first Perek Yeshuas that all the Seir HaMayidim could be brought one for the other. So if you have, let's say, a Seir for Rosh Hashanah, and you didn't use it for Rosh Hashanah, you could use it for Yom Kippur. You have Yom Kippur, you could use it for Sukkot. You could use it for Rosh Chodesh. All the Seir of Rosh Chodashim and Mayidim could be used one for the other. So if you have a Seir Hanasa B'chutz, that's a Seir Yom Kippur. It could be used for all other things also. So before the Geirul, since you could use it for a Seir Nasa B'chutz, who would they use it for any other Seir? But once you have a Geirul, so then it becomes a Seir Pnim. Once it becomes a Seir Pnim, that can't be used for any other carbon. It can only be used for Pnim. It has a shame Seir Nasa B'fnim. And Mamela can only be used next Yom Kippur. That's why Gemara's Kasha was only about next Yom Kippur. Now the Dvala Teis Hashanah Masa Kasha, what's the Kasha from Chatas? By Shkolim is no din of Shkolim Shekibu Balea, that's Lamisa. So Shkolim make use for next year. But the Chata is the din of Chata Shekibu Balea. Chata Shekibu Balea is Lamisa. So why are we asking a Kasha, just because Rabbi Yehuda says you could use this year Shkolim for next year, why is it that they could use this year's Chatas for next year? It's Kibu Balea. Kibu Balea is Lamisa, or by carbon C will be Liraya. It'll be Liraya, but what's the Kasha? So Amphit, the Taizer Shanim, and the Ridvan, the Taizer Rush, that you only say Chatash Kibur Balea if it has no more use. Like a Chatash Yachid, after it was a Skaba Balea, has no more use. You can't use it for anything else. So Mel is a Chatash Kibur Balea by Yachid Islamisa, by Tzibur or Bilarai. But let's say you could use it for next year. So if it has another use, that's not Chatash Kibur Balea. That's the Gemara's Kasha. If you can't use it for next year, it has no more use. So it's a Chatash Kibur Balea. If you use it for next year, has another use, that's not a Chatash Kibur Balea. But there's a slight shini lashin between the Taisa Shana bringing in the Ridva, and there might be an Afkamina Ladina. So the Magia of the Chedusha Ridva in the Meisid of Kug edition, he's married to this. Because the Taisa Shana is mashma that you can't use it. Since you were mafreshed on one chait by a Chatash Yachid, so it can't work for any other chait. But the Ridva says, you're not supposed to wait till you have another chait. It sounds like if you do use it for another chait, it would work. It's just that you don't wait till he makes another chait. I don't know if either of them are mamish murchuch the diuk, but he wants to be medayik, then in Taisish Shalom Shalom, it won't work for another chait. Period. If you mafish it for one chait, it can't work for another chait. And in the Ritva, it would work, it's just that you don't use it for another chait. But the emes is, whether it's a good deal or not, Lamaisa, there is a machlekes rishayim about this. And we'll go into this thing a little bit. The Mishnah increases Daf from Zayin of the day says like this: Mafresh chatas u'meis leivin ebnei tachtov. Someone's mafresh chatas and he dies, his son can't bring it instead of him. Then the Mishnah says leivin mi'chein al chet. You can't bring it from one chet on another chet. Let's say a person did a chet of chelev, and he's mafresh chatas for that. He can't bring it for dam or ukadayma. And then the Mishnah says hifish al chelev she'achal emesh. If he's mafresh on a chelev he ate yesterday. So it says three dinim in the Mishnah. One is that a son can't bring his father's chatas. The second one is he can't bring a chatas from one chait on another chait. And the third din is, if even if it's the same chait, it's chaylev, if he's mafish and a chaylev yet yesterday, he can't bring a chaylev yet today. And you learn it out from kabana al chatasai. The carbon has to be on the specific chait. Now, bimashma, that even b'dieved it wouldn't help for another chait. Chaylev yesterday, chaylev today. The Aruch Lanadir increases brings Rishenim in the Shittim Mekavetzis and Nazar Nafchav Ches holds that way. But the Rambam is not mashed away. There's two Gishayis in the Rambam. But the Rambam L'Chayis is not the way. The Rambam in Hilchas Shgagis Perek Gimel Gimel says like this: K'rav Yanim Hilchas Pesulim Mekdashim Shemafresh Chatas Al Chaylev Shachal Lo Yivyena Al Shabbos Shechil Adam Shachal Shenema V'Hevi Kaban Esuyis Yizim Achatas Ay Shachatas Shekaban Ul Shem Chait. So the Rambam says clearly, if he's mafresh with one chait, he can't bring another chait. V'mhevi psula. Then he says yes. But here he says v'mhevi kiper. Now there is the gerus v'mhevi loy kiper, but most of the farshim I think have the gerus v'mhevi kiper. Because the Mishnah brings from the Miri Kirkus that he's gerus kiper, and he brings the Rayam because the Tosefta says v'mhefresh alachel v'mhevi aladam loy kiper. So that's mashma. If he brings in another chaylev, would be keeper. The Be'er Sheva there increases also says, the first part of the Mishnah that the ben can't bring it for the father, and that's loy keeper. It sounds like if he himself brings it for another chayt that he did it again, another time, it would be keeper. So that would be the machlekes. In the Shasanta machlekes. And that's clear if you bring, if you mafresh a chadas and chaylev, it doesn't work on that. But there's a work on a different chaylev. The Pasha sounds like it doesn't work, and that's one girsa in the Rambam, but the girsa that's more nafis in the Rambam is that it does work with the Evet. And the Kasa Mishnah brings in Mekurkis who explains it. There's a Gracha Lashash, Chaim increases, the Asakasha. There's one Pasuk, Achatasa and Shechata. Where do you see, where would you see these two things, that Bechelev and Dam, the Evet works, and Bechelev, the Evet doesn't work, I mean it's even possible with the Evet, and Chelev today and Chelev yesterday, is Isl Chachila and it works with the Eved. So Reb Chaim says it's two dinim al Achatasa Shechata. It's two dinim. One is that if you're mafish on a specific chait, you can't bring it on another chait. And that's even if it's the same silk chait. If you mafish it because you ate chaylev one time, you can't bring it on a different time than you ate chaylev. But that's a din l'chachila. That's what the Rambam holds. I'm heavy keeper. But there's another din shteit eich in Achatasa Shechata, that the chait gate the rein in the carbon. There's a tfas of shame chait in the carbon. That a chatas chaylev is a chatas chaylev, period. A chatas dam is a chatas dam. When the Rambam brings kvaravonim behilchas psil and mekdashim, there he's talking about machsheva shalai l'shmai. That if you shecht a chatas chaylev, l'shem chatas dam, that's also a psil of shem hekdash. What's the pshat in that? Vice is that goes around in the shame hektish, whether it's a chatas chaylev or a chatas dam. He brings, because the Gemara, we mentioned this Gemara, the Mishnah in Shuas, first parak of Shuas, that says that you can bring the Sireim of the Mayadais and the Sire Shechadashim and the Sireim Kibbe, you can bring one for the other. And the Gemara asks the Kasha, but that the Kaparis on different things, because one is on Ein Bayidiyah B'Tchil and Yesh Bayidiyah B'Saif, and one is on Yesh Bayidiyah B'Tchil and Ein Bayidiyah B'Saif, and one is on Ein Bayidiyah Loi B'Tchil and Loi B'Saif. So the Gemara says, because kulan ban al tumas mikdash v'kacha, they're all the same chait. So if I say, if it would be a different chait, it wouldn't work. But if it's the same chait, then it works. Now there, by kabana sibi, you don't have a din of achatas and shechat. It's not on a specific chait. That's what the Rishayim is saying here. That's why it works one on the other. But if it would be a different chait, that would be a problem, because the chait gate the rein in the hektish of the carbon. But here, they're all on tumas mikdash v'kacha. So the shame of the carbon is a carbon on tumas mikdash v'kachav, and male, they're interchangeable. So that's what Machlokes Rishayim was saying. There are Rishayim that hold, it's clear in the Shittim of Kevetzis and Nazir, that even that's ma'akev b'di'evid. And if someone's mafresh on one achilas chaylev, even b'di'evid, it doesn't work on another achilas chaylev. That's what you learn from the Tosfos Shechata. But the Rambam holds no, that chaylev on dam, that won't work even b'di'evid. But chaylev hayoyim and chaylev esmo, that would work b'di'evid. Because there's two dinim, there's a din that you have to be mafresh, you have to bring the korban on the chay, you are mafresh, and that's a din l'chatchila. And there's a din that the hektish of the korban is nishtayach to the chayt, and that will be makiv even b'di'evid.